This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. If you are one of the millions of people who have downloaded and played Candy Crush Saga, you might kind of recognize this music. This is a heavy guitar version of the Candy Crush Saga theme, as done by a fan of the game on YouTube. I'm not sure, but I think this is one of the ways where you know you've created something that has really gone viral when people are doing their own versions of your theme song on YouTube. The guy behind Candy Crush Saga is named Tommy Palm. He's called the Games Guru because he's the guy at a company called King that has brought out Candy Crush Saga and turned it into one of the most popular video games ever. In fact, it is played 600 million times a day on smartphones and tablets and people on Facebook as well. And I'm happy to have him join me now. Tommy, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Are you aware of the fact that people are doing your theme song in different versions on YouTube?
Well, we're very happy to see all the different fantastic fan art. We've seen a lot of fun cakes and people painting their toenails in Candy Crush inspired colors. So we keep following it on Instagram and on Facebook, and we are very thrilled to see all this fun creative stuff.
I mentioned that you brought out Candy Crush about 16 months ago, and it really started taking off last fall when you not only had the Facebook version, but then you came out with the mobile version of the game. Is being in the mobile world now, being in people's pockets, in their smartphones, is that the key to success in gaming?
Well, definitely. I think that the smartphones and tablets have opened up the market for gaming for many, many people who didn't play games before. And it's just so convenient. Now you can whenever you have a boring moment, you can pick up your phone and continue playing some game that you really love and take care of those moments. So, yeah, that's been super important.
I don't think it's just people doing it in boring moments. I think people are playing your game like they did with Angry Birds before and other games that preceded that one. They are using it as a way to distract themselves from other stuff they have to do. I'm sure you've heard this charge that you're creating things that are lowering productivity.
But I think that many different people play the games in many different ways. And with games like Candy Crush that you can access from any platform, basically, your PC or at home from your sofa, we see a lot of different user patterns.
Yeah, I, by the way, I don't believe that charge of lowering productivity. I think people do exactly the amount of work at work that they're going to do regardless. And if they didn't have your game, then they'd be standing off somewhere having a cup of coffee and talking to their colleagues or whatever it is. So I'm not putting any blame on you. But let's go back to the creation of a game like this. When you and your colleagues sit around and you're beginning to create a game, is it possible to purposely create an addictive game, or is it more like a viral video? You just don't know what's going to catch on.
Well, we have at King, we have kind of a special way of making games. We call it our recipe, and I think that has certainly helped out a lot for us, at least. So what we do is that we have our portal, King.com, where we have now more than 150 different smaller casual games. And we have a lot of people coming there every day. And we use that to test out new things and be able to innovate. And really quickly, with a small team, 2 to 3 people, test out the game idea and see how that part of the audience how it works there. And if it works well, we'll bring that game onwards. So in the making of Candy Crush, last year when it came out to Facebook, we already felt confident that we had a potential big game on our hands. We had no clue on the scale of how big what social phenomena Candy Crush Saga now have become. That wasn't in our minds at all.
So you're surprised by its success, just like everybody else.
Yes, I think that this is the type of success you could never really fully anticipate.
How much do you know about your players, Tommy?
Well, we mostly keep in contact with our players through our Facebook fan page. Currently, we have 40 or 41 million fans on Facebook on the Candy Crush app page, and we keep interacting with them a lot there. We also measure a little bit in the background where people get stuck in this type of thing. So we see and can balance the game and make sure that the game experience is very nice for the players.
When you say
much more than that, it's not.
When you say you know where people get stuck on the game, is that because of feedback they're giving you, or because the game is giving you feedback itself on how far people tend to get into the game?
Yeah, we can see on our side where people are on what level they are. So we tend to see where people mass up, and also of course on internet people are sharing their thoughts on level 33 and level 65. Currently myself been struggling a lot with level 125, which is also a really tough one.
And there are something like 350 or more levels, and you're the guy behind it, and you're not even a third of the way through the game?
Well, I'm not the guy behind it. I'm just a representative of King, where there's a lot of people working on this project, of course.
So
originally, there was three guys working, or with a girl in there too, working on the Candy Crush version for King.com, and then another team was working on the Facebook version that was released in April last year.
Now, the key to a successful game, as I understand it, is not just to get people to download it either for free or for 99 cents or whatever somebody's charging, just like they do for all the other apps, but to have the opportunity to monetize it within the game. And I understand that King is earning something like $600,000 or more every day from people buying new lives, etc. And you talked a moment ago about people getting stuck on this level or that level. Do you also know where in the game people are tending to lose their lives and thus buy more? And is that part of the design of the game as you go along, as you monitor what people are doing? You say, oh, we can get more money out of them right here.
Well, just to be clear on a couple of things, we're a private company, so we don't disclose any monetization figures. The figures you mentioned is just speculation, I think.
Okay.
But on our side, sure, the Candy Crush Saga is a free-to-play game, so it's free to download, and the whole game was actually designed so we want to make sure that the player could go from starting the game all the way to the end without having to pay. So that's very important. So we try to optimize the game experience. So that's where we spend most of the effort and talk about making sure that game is fun for everyone.
You talk about being a private company, but a success with something like this make you think, okay, let's get the paperwork going. We can go public. We can make an IPO here, and I'm going to get rich.
I have no comment about that. So I'm more on the creative side myself.
Okay. I'm going to take that as a yes. How do you, I know you can't officially comment. My last question for you is this. How do you make sure that you don't end up like those other games that were really, really white hot popular and then kind of burned off? Or similarly, how do you come up with a similarly addictive game as a sequel to Candy Crush?
Well, two things. We continue working with Candy Crush. It's still the team is on it and listening a lot to the audience. And every second week or so, we release new levels and updates for that. But at King, we're also fully busy on working at other concepts. And as I described, we go through this recipe where we test out new things and innovate and remove a part of the risk of game development that way. So when we know we have something good, we bring it onwards to the cross platform so you can access it from any device.
But I guess the goal going forward is to not be Zynga, but to be a company that's going to stick around and be hyper-successful with new things going forward. Tommy, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us from Stockholm.
Thank you very much.
That's Tommy Palm, the games guru at King.com, the company behind the hyper-successful Candy Crush Saga. Paul Harris. Oh, man.